Today's daf is Chulin daf Lamed Vav. We are holding on the top of daf Lamed Vav Amir Aleph. We are at Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel on the top of Lamed Vav Amir Aleph. So we're going to discuss a little bit today about Hechsher LeKabel Tumah, a little bit lighter than it was yesterday. So we're going to talk about which dam is Machsher LeKabel Tumah. We're going to have two explanations of a statement that Rabbi Chia makes, where Rabbi Chia says that Tolin, in a case where dam from Shechita gets on a Dala'as, gets on a gourd, a vegetable of some sort, that Rabbi Chia says the halacha is tolin. So what does it mean, tolin? So we're going to have two possible explanations of what that means. Then on the bottom of Amud Aleph, the Gemara is going to raise a shayla, whether Chivas HaKodesh is makshir even to transmit Tumah, or Chivas HaKodesh is only makshir to be mekabel Tumah, but not to transmit Tumah for anything else. And that's going to lead us through Amud Beis into a long discussion about Chivas HaKodesh being makshir. We're going to discuss what the source is, that Chivas HaKodesh has the ability to be makshir even without any of these Zayin Mashkim, that Chibas HaKodesh alone can be Makshir, what the source is for that Minat Torah. Today's Shir is sponsored by Dr. Michael and Judith Grishko, Lezecher Nishmas, Michael's grandfather, Tzvi Hirsch Ben Yisrael, and also Lezechus Rav Shlema for Sara Bas Chaya. Sara Freda Bas Chaya? Okay, so we are holding on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. We are at the top of the page on Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. So the Gemara goes back to now the din of Chalalim, Dam Chalalim, which we've been discussing yesterday, which Dam is Machshir LeKabel Tumah. Not all Dam is treated equally. And the Gemara is going to discuss which Dam Chalalim is Machshir LeKabel Tumah, because we were talking about yesterday Dam that comes in a number of different contexts. Okay, but now we're going to talk about Dam that comes out as a result of Shechita, but not all the dam that comes out as a result of Shechita is the same. There are actually several stages. The Rishonim point out that initially, when you make the initial cut in the animal, so some very dark black blood starts to drip out, and then it turns red, and then it starts to squirt. It's only after that that it starts to really pour out with great force. When it pours out with great force, that's what we call the dam nefesh, the dam shah nefesh yotzeis bo, and then after it starts trickling after that, that's called the dam tamtzis, the dam that trickles out after the dam nefesh has already left the animal. So there are those four stages in how dam comes out. That's how Rashi explains in Maseches Krisos, and that's how Tosfos explains as well. Other Rishonim have it a little bit differently. But that's what we'll stick with. So says Gemara, Tanu Debei Rabbi Shmuel, V'dam Chalalim Yishteh. We learn from there that Dafka Dam Atamtzis, that comes out from a body after it's already dead, only that is considered a mashka, because that's what it makes the body a chalal. Prat l'dam kiluach she'ino makshir sezroim, as opposed to dam kiluach, which is the dam anefesh, the dam shanefesh yotzeis bo, is not considered a mashka because the body is not yet chalol. It's not yet a chalol at the time that the life is leaving the body. It's only after the life has led the body that we call it dam chalalim, and therefore it's only the dam atamtzis at the very end that's makshir l'kabel tumah. It's interesting that the way the Gemara expresses it is that eino makshir as hazra'im. Why does it say as hazra'im? So it means any food. It doesn't just mean zra'im. All food needs hechsher l'kabel tumah in order to become tameh. But Rashi points out that the Gemara is just using the lashon of the pasuk, because the pasuk, when it talks about hechsher l'kabel tumah, says v'chiyutan mayim al zera. So that's why we use the term zra'im over here, even though it's not it's nothing to do with zra'im. So now this halacha is whenever it's only called mashka when it's the dam atamtzis that comes out at the end, is when it comes out as a result of a maka that kills the animal. But dam shchita, the din, Rashi Tosfos points out over here in Dibur Maskel V'dam, by dam shchita the din would be the opposite, that dafka the dam makiluach, that the nefesh is yotzis bo, is makshir, but the dam atamtzis is not makshir. The Gemara is such a drasha in the first part of Pesachim on Daf Tazayin and Beis, because it says ki adam hu nefesh, and we said dam shah nefesh yotzibo kori dam, v'dam sheinu nefesh yotzibo enu kori dam. That when it comes comes to Shechita, it's the reverse. That's how Tosfos understands. Again, not all Rishonim agree, but that's what Tosfos assumes over here. So now the Gemara brings an additional brisa that discusses Hechsher Zra'im that happens as a result of Dam Shechita. So Tan Rabbanan, the brisa tells us as follows. Hashochet vihitis dam ala dala'as. A person shechs, and some of the dam squirts onto a dala'as, onto a gourd, or any food for that matter. Rebbe Omer Huchshar, Rebbe Chia Omer, a cryptic word, Tolin. So Rebbe says the dala'as is Huchshar l'kabel tumah as a result of that dam, but Rebbe Chia says, no, it's Tolin, which makes it sound like there's some sort of suffix that's going on over here. So Amar Rav Shaya Me'achash Rebbe Omer Huchshar, once Rebbe says that the food becomes Huchshar l'kabel tumah as a result of this dam, Rebbe Chia Omer Tolin, and Rebbe Chia says that it's Tola, Almi Nismoch, who should we paskin like? Should we be mitami that alas if tuma subsequently comes in contact with it? So he said, bo v'nismoch al divrei Rabbi Shimon. We should rely on the sheet of Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon omer shechita machsheres v'lo dam, because Rabbi Shimon is the one that said that the dam of the shechita is not what's machshir the basar of the animal to be makabel tuma. It's the shechita itself that's machshir, but the dam of the shechita is not really machshir. So if that's the case, then this gourd that the dam touched is not hukshar l'kabel tuma, because it's not the dam. Dam HaShechit is not makshir at all. So the Gemara has two explanations of what is going on over here. What does Rabbi Chia mean when he says Tolin? What's Rabbi Shaya's response that we rely on Rabbi Shimon? So Amar Rav Papa as follows. Hakol modim, heicha di'ise l'dam mitchila v'atzof. Whenever the dam shechita is hitting the dala'as from the beginning of the shechita until the end of the shechita, meaning that it continues to hit from the beginning of the shechita, means the beginning of cutting simen rishon, end of the shechita simen sheni, and the dam continues to hit the dala'as the entire time, kuliyam lo pligi demachshir. Everyone would agree that the dam is going to be machshir l'kabel tumah, like the chachamim in our Mishnah, who hold that dam shechita is machshir, not like Rabbi Shimon, that the dam that comes out of shechita is not machshir, and it's only the shechita itself that's machshir. No, the Rabbanan are correct, that it's the dam of the shechita is for sure machshir. Ki pligi, the whole machlokas over here, though, between Rebbe and Rebbe Chia, is biniskanach hadam bein simin l'simin. Let's say dam from the simin rishon hits the vegetable, then before the simin sheni is shechted, you cleaned off the dala'as. So Rebbe Savar Yeshla L'Shechita Mitchila V'Atzov, meaning you clean the dam off of the dala'as. Rebbe holds Yeshla L'Shechita Mitchila V'Atzov, even the beginning of the Shechita is still called part of the Shechita, and therefore, V'Hai Dam Shechita Hu, that dam that hit the dala'as from the Simen Rishon is also called Dam Shechita, and therefore is able to be Makshir L'Kabel Tumah. And Rebbe Chia Savar Yeshla L'Shechita L'Basov, that only at the Gemara Shechita, by the Simen Sheni, only that's really called Shechita, but the Shechita of the Simen Rishon is not called Shechita, and therefore, v'hai dam makahu, calls man that the simen sheni is not shechted, whatever dam had actually hit the vegetable is only dam makah, and it's not makshir l'kabel tumah. So that's the whole machlokas. If the dam would have stayed there through the entire shechita, so we say, yeah, it's part of the dam shechita, there's no question. But since you cleaned off the dam between Simen Rishon and Simen Sheni, then it's subject to the machlokes of Yeshon L'Shechita Mitchil V'Atzof or Ein L'Shechita Ella Basof. So now Rav Papa Darshan, Umay Tolin. So what does Rabbi Chia mean when he says Tolin? He means Tolin Adavar Ad Gemar Shechita, that we wait to see what happens until the end of the Shechita. Yisei L'Dam Basof Shechita, if the dam is still on the Dala'as when the Shechita is concluded, then Machshir, then it's going to be Machshir L'Kabel Tumah, because at the Gemara Shechita, when you finish shechting the second simen, it's misbarer that the Shechita of the first simen is also part of the Shechita. And therefore, the dam that came out is going to be Machshir Ochlim. But V'ilo, but if none of the dam, if at the Gemara Shechita, none of the dam from the first simen remains on the Dala'as, then lo Machshir. Then it's not going to be Machshir the Dala'as, because at the time that it was on the Dala'as, the second simen had not yet been shechted. So a Shechita hadn't yet happened, and before the Gemara Shechita, the dam of the Tchila Shechita is not considered dam Shechita at all. So if I want to know the dam that initially hit the Dala'as, is that called dam Shechita or not? I have to wait and see. We have to wait and see if the Shechita ever gets completed. So if the Shechita gets completed, then yes, even the dam from the Simen Rishon is called dam Shechita and it's Machshir. But if the Shechita never gets completed, then the dam from the Simen Rishon is not going to be Machshir. Or alternatively, if you wipe it off before the end of the Shechita, and the end of the Shechita doesn't squirt at all onto the Dalas, then it's not going to be Machshir. So Rav Papa now explains the Hemshech of the Braisa. Umay bo v'nisma chaldivir Rabbi Shimon. So what did he mean when we say, let's go be Somecha on Rabbi Shimon? When Rabbi Oshia said that, the Rabbi Shimon lo Machshir. According to Rabbi Shimon, Dam Shechita is not Machshir at all. The Rabbi Chia, according to Rabbi Chia, Machshir. Dam Shechita is Machshir. But biniskanach mihu ashvula dadi. In a case where the dam from the first simon hits the last, and then you wipe it off before the shechita of the second simon, then Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Chia would agree with each other for different reasons. Mar lo machshir, Rabbi Shimon would say that dam in general is not machshir the last because the dam shechita is not considered a mashka at all, so dam shechita is never machshir. Umar lo machshir. Rabbi Chia agrees la halacha. Then in that case, it's not machshir. But that's only because before the Gemara Shechita, the Tchilas HaShechita is not considered Shechita at all. That it's only at the Gemara Shechita that we're going to look back and say that the Tchilas HaShechita counts as Dam Shechita. But it turns out that la halacha, they agree. Havalei Rabbi Chad, vein dvar v'shalachad, makom shnayim. So Rabbi is a Das Yachid arguing against two people now. He's arguing against Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Shimon. So that's what we're saying. In the case where Rabbi and Rabbi Chia disagree, since you could put Rabbi Shimon on Rabbi Chia's side, that's what we're going to rely on. We're going to rely on that Shita because that has now become the majority opinion. So even though Rabbi Shimon is a Das Yachid against both Rabbi and Rabbi Chia, as far as Rabbi Shimon holding that Dam Shechita is not Machshir at all, both Rabbi and Rabbi Chia say, yes, Dam Shechita is Machshir, you just have to define Shechita. But in this unique case where you wipe off the Dalas, it turns out that Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Chia can team up against Rabbi. That is one understanding. A second understanding of the Machlokas, Rav Ashi Amar, Tolin Liola Mashma. That Tolin, when we say that, when Rabbi Chia says Tolin, whether the Dala'as is Hukshar, by this Shechita or not, it means forever. It doesn't mean we wait till the end of the Shechita. V'niskanach l'Rabbi Chia svukei misafkalei. And if you clean off the dam at the Gemara Shechita, Rabbi Chia is, himself is Masupak, whether it's Hukshar or not. He himself is not sure whether Yeshan Shechita mitchila v'atzof, and therefore the dam of the Tchilas HaShechita will be Machshir, or Einel Shechita El Basof, and the dam of the Tchilas HaShechita will not be Machshir until the Gemara Shechita. Umay Tolin, what does he mean when he says Tolin? Lo Ochlin v'lo Sorfin, that if the Dala'as comes in contact with Tuma after some dam from the Tchilas HaShechita squirted on it and you cleaned it off before the Gemara Shechita, so it's a suffake Tumea now, because it was a suffake whether it was ever Huchshal Kabal Tuma or not. And therefore, that Dala'as is Truma, so it is a suffake Truma Tumea. Now, Truma Tumea cannot be eaten, Truma Tahora cannot be burnt. So since you don't know whether it's Truma Tumea or Truma Tahora, you have to be extra cautious. Lo Ochlin, Velo Sarfin. You can't eat it and you can't burn it. It does not have a din of Truma Tumea where the mitzvah is to burn it, and it does not have a din of Truma Tahora where the mitzvah is to eat it. Umay bo v'nisma chaldivir Rabbi Shimon. And what do we mean when we say, let's go rely on Rabbi Shimon, that when Rabbi Oshia says we rely on the sheet of Rabbi Shimon? The Rabbi Shimon, what it means is, Rabbi Shimon lo machshir. According to Rabbi Shimon, the dam shechita is not machshir at all. The Rabbi Chia sveika. According to Rabbi Chia, it's a suffik whether the dam shechita is machshir at the tchilas hashechita, meaning he holds dam shechita is machshir, but whether that simon rishon, the tchilas hashechita, is machshir. So l'inyan streif amiyu shavala adadi. When it comes to burning the truma, they agree that you don't burn the dala'as, that becomes tameh after it became hukshar with the dam of the tchilas hashechita. But why? For different reasons. Marlo sarfei, umarlo sarfei. Rabbi Shimon says not to burn it because he holds it's vadai tahar. Rabbi Chia says not to burn it because it's a safek tameh, safek tahar. Havale Rabbi Chad, but in any case, it's Rabbi as a das yachid who would say to yes, burn it. Vein dvar v'shalechad b'makom shnayim, and that's why we don't burn it, because ein dvar v'shalechad b'makom shnayim. V'achi kamar gonzos tolin lo ochlin v'lo sarfin, and that's what we say that's what Rabbi Chia means when he says tolin. It means that we do not eat it, nor do we burn it. So that line seems to be actually extra, because we already explained the line of Rabbi Chia. But be that as it may, that's the way we align them. Not that that Rabbi Chiya was so confident in terms of we have the Yeshan Shchina B'Klilatzov, for in Shchita L'Besov. Rabbi Chiya himself was Masupak, and therefore he holds that it is Tolin. So a couple of things over here. In the Gemara, we just said that Ravashi is Mochiach from the Lashon Tolin, that it should always be B'Safik. That Tolin means Li'olam, that it never gets resolved. It's a Safik in Halacha. So Rashi, Dibra Maskel Li'olam, writes that the Safik is Omeid Ad Sheyavo Eliyahu, that until Eliyahu Anavi comes, right? V'yodienu, and he's going to let us know what Allah is, says Rashi in Dibra Maskel Li'olam Mashma. Ad Sheyavo Eliyahu V'yodienu V'lo Taritana Tolin Adavar Shegamra Mochiach Alav. So Rashi makes a big deal about Eliyahu Anavi determining this halacha. So the Maritz Chayis, as he does in many places where we talk about Eliyahu Anavi coming to be Mevar Halachos, Maritz Chayis points out that it sounds from here that Eliyahu is going to be able to be Mevar Sfeikos in halacha. But that is very difficult because there is a klal in halacha, Loba Shamayim, that we do not paskun halacha al pi nevua, that it's Loba Shamayim. Like Rashi himself says that Isser Veheter is not totally in Eliyahu. Rashi writes in Shabbos Tav Kuf Ches that it's not totally in Eliyahu because the Torah is Loba Shamayim. So the Maritz Chayis leaves it as a tzaruch iyun. So in the Ein Yitzchak, in the Tshuva Ein Yitzchak, Tinyana Chelik Bey, Simon Samach Vav, Os Chav Tes, he writes that even by a Suffolk Bedin, you could be Mevarer al Yedei Eliyahu against the Mishnah Melech, who says that only a Suffolk in Metzius can be Mesbar al Yedei Eliyahu Anavi. Meaning the fact that Eliyahu Anavi, that you could be Mevarer Metzius al Yedei Nevuah, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. That's not halacha. And sometimes you pass an halacha based on a known Metzius, but the Metzius you can be Mevarer. That's what the Mishnah Melech writes. That's as far as Eliyahu can go. But as far as a halacha, that you're not allowed to be Mevarer Alpi Nevua. And there's a mice in Sanhedrin Daf Mem Ches, money that's left over that you collect with Tzoruch Kvura Sameis, and you have extra money that, according to a mayor, it's a suffix whether it's considered that the mace is Tafus B'Ma'os and it's Munachat Sheyavo Eliyahu. And even though over there it's a suffix B'din, and we say that when Eliyahu will come, he'll be Mevarah the suffix. So that's what the Ein Yitzchak writes, that L'chora, you see that Eliyahu has the ability to be Mevarah Sfeikos. The classic answer that most of the Achronim give to this question is that Enochinami, Eliyahu Anavi is a Navi, that's his day job, but he's also a Talmud Chacham. So Ad Sheyavo Eliyahu might just mean that Eliyahu is going to be Mevarer the Safek Alpi Chachma Satora, not Alpi Nevua, in which case it's not a violation of Loba Shamayim. Meaning, as long as he's not paskening Alpi Nevua, he's paskening Alpi Alecha. But then that raises the question, why Dafka Eliyahu, of all the great Talmud Chacham, where there's going to be Tchias HaMesim? So Pashtus is because Eliyahu and Navi is going to be the first one that comes from the previous generations that's going to show up, right? So he's going to be the first one as soon as he comes. We're going to want to raise the questions that we were not able to resolve on our own. The Ema Banu Smecha writes, we've discussed many times, that Dafka Eliyahu HaNavi is able to come in Paskin because Eliyahu HaNavi never died, and because he never died, he lived in every single generation, and in order to Paskin the Shilas of each and every generation, you need someone who's alive in that generation. So that's also a nice idea, why it would Dafka be Eliyahu. Okay, so that's one thing. Another thing that comes up in this Gemara is that Rabbi Oshia Paskin's Halacha Rabbi Chiya against Rabbi. Why? Because Rabbi Shimon agrees with him. Not really. Rabbi Shimon doesn't really agree with him. But in these limited instances, Rabbi Shimon's Shita would align with Rabbi Chiya's Shita, and therefore it's a 2-to-1 vote. So even though the Svara of Rabbi Shimon is not the same as the Svara of Rabbi Chiya, and they disagree about many points about, you know, in this halacha, but since you know in this case they hold the same thing, it has a din of a Rabbim against the Yachid. So the Ma'arik in the Tshuva and Shor Shnun Beis says that we see from here a rule about Psak Halacha al pi Rov HaPoskim, that even if the reasons for the Rov HaPoskim are not the same, like he gives an example over there that he's talking about, the Inyan Dinim of Shavua, it can still be mitzarif with each other to make up a Shitas Harov. The Ramah paskins, if you have a Yachid Neged Rabim, the Ramah and Chosh Mishpat, Simul Chafei, Siv Beis, a Yachid Neged Rabim, we follow the Rabim, Bekal Makom, even when the rabbim are not maskimim mitam echad, even when they don't, when they're not saying their shita for the same reason, they're saying it for a different reason from each other. In the Magen Mishnah, in Hilchos Yishus, Perek Zayin, in the Lecha Mishnah, in Tmid Musaf, in Perek Ches, they explain the shita of Rambam that the rabbim is only considered rabbim when they are mitam echad, against the Marik, against the Rama, not when they're all saying their own reasons. So the Shach in Yerideya, in the end of his Pilpul Nago Sisser Veheter, the Shach is Machriya that by Isurim Daraisa we're not mitzarif different poskim that are makil that for different reasons. But that's only when it's not, the Rabbim is not lefanenu. We're coming to be Machriya the din based on svarim that were written and deos that were expressed by poskim. So that you need them all to say the same reason, because maybe the real halacha is like the posik that's machmir, and maybe as far as one of the svaras is concerned, we paskin maker adin against the svara lahakel, and as far as the other svara is concerned, we paskin against the svara lahakel. But says the Shach, if the merubim are nitsaim lefanenu, if they're all right here, we can speak to them, then you follow the rov, even if they're not giving the same reasons. Why? He says that's just the pasuk in the Torah. Achrei Rav Nahatos. Right? What's the halacha when you have a Sanhedrin that votes on something? So Sanhedrin gets together, they're discussing the case of dinei nefashos. 15 guys vote chayiv, 8 guys vote pater. Does it ever say anywhere that all 15 guys have to agree why he's chayiv? No, chayiv is chayiv. So that's it. So that you follow the rov when it's lefaneinu. But we can only take that pasuk in the Torah as far as it actually teaches us when the dayanim are lefaneinu, when the rabbanim are lefaneinu. So says the Shach, if they're not lefaneinu, then you're not allowed to be mitzari. So this is a fascinating machlokas that you have in Kol HaTorah Kula, between the Ma'arik and the Rama on the one hand, and the Rambam on the other hand, and that's the hachra'a that the Shach has. Okay, weiter in the Gemara. So now we know that Ochel is only Mekabel Tumah if it became Hukshel Mekabel Tumah beforehand. How does it become Hukshel Mekabel Tumah? Well, the classic way is it comes in contact with one of the Zayin Mashkim of Yad Shach Adam. However, we also know that there's a din called Chibas HaKodesh is Makshel Mekabel Tumah. Even if it never came in contact with the Mashke, if something itself is Kodesh, so that itself is Makshel Mekabel Tumah. So, Bay Reb Shim Ben Lakish, Tsarid Shel Menachos, dry flour from a Karban Mincha that never touched the oil, you didn't do a proper belila that mixed all the oil with the flour, and so it was nitma without hechsher mashke because of chibas hakodesh. So morin barishim sheni, morin barishim sheni. Meaning it is hukshel kabel tumah because chibas hakodesh. It's hegdish. So anything that's kodesh is automatically hukshel kabel tumah. But now this flour touches something that's tameh. So good, it's tameh because chibas hakodesh is makshirit. But how tameh is it? Is it tameh enough to be metame other things? Meaning if this flour had touched an avatuma, is it a rishon in the sense that now if it touches something else, it will make that a sheni? Or do we say no? The flour is pasul, but it doesn't have the capacity to transmit the tumah to anything else. So the Gemara explains the tzadim of the safek. Ki mahan yechid chibas hakodesh lafsulei gufei, but lemimnebei rishon v'sheni lo. Maybe chibas hakodesh is only enough to be posel the item itself, but to start transmitting tumah rishon v'sheni, that far it won't go. Aldimul oshna, or maybe it doesn't make a difference whether it's its own tumah or tumah gets transmitted to other things. Just like it itself is tameh without hechsher mashke, so too it has the ability to be metame other things without hechsher mashke. So Amar Reb Lazar Tashma, the Gemara is going to bring several rayos to this issue. So raya number one, we're going to discuss the validity of each of these rayos. So raya number one, says the Gemara, it says in the Torah by Tumas Ochlim, Mikol ha'ochel asher ye ochel, and the pasuk goes on, asher yavol of mayim yitma, that any food that only once mayim hits it, only then is it yitma, does it become tameh? Ochel haba b'mayim hukshar, ochel she'eno ba b'mayim lo hukshar. So we darshan that only ochel that's come in contact with water is hukshar l'kabel tuma. Ochel that has not come in contact with water is not hukshar l'kabel tuma. So any ochel that's not in contact with a mashke, that's not in contact with water or one of the other zayin mashkim, does not become tameh. Apparently, chibas hakodesh does not enable it to become tameh. But what do you mean it doesn't enable it to become tameh? It does. Yeah, it enables it to become tameh, but not so tameh to be metameh
tamei acherim, meaning it makes it possible, but not tamei. So that's the raya. The raya is that, meaning we've just proven that tzad that says that chibus hakodesh is not fully effective. It's only effective to be able to apostle that piece of food itself, that kodesh itself, but not that kodesh can now transmit the tumah to anything else. So ask the Gemara on that raya. Atar Rabbi Shimon Lakish, lest they ochel abav b'mayim. What do you think? Rabbi Shimon Lakish does not hold by regular food that you need hechshel kabel tumah. It's a beferish apostle, obviously, that you need hechshel kabel tumah. Rabbi Shimon Lakish hachi kamivayt. Meaning, why would he raise that shayla? Obviously, if it was so simple, it's a pasuk. You know, you bring a raya. There's a mishnah. There's a diuk tonight from a brayso or something. You bring a raya from pasuk in chumash. Why? You think Rabbi Shimon Lakish didn't know that pasuk in chumash when he asked the shayla? He knew the pasuk in chumash. No, Rabbi Shimon. If you bring a raya from pasuk in chumash, it means you didn't understand the shayla, right? That's what the Gemara is saying. That it means you didn't understand what he was really asking. So Rabbi Shimon Lakish hachi coming by the way. This is what he was really mesupak about. Chibas hakodesh ka'ochal abba b'mayim dami. Alo, is chibas hakodesh considered like ochal abba b'mayim, and therefore it's even able to be metame other things? Or do we say that no, chibas hakodesh does not have the status of ochal abba b'mayim? Rabbi Lazar nami miyuturi kray kamar, says Gemara. When Rabbi Lazar was suggesting his raya, he wasn't just saying that it's a pasuk in chumash. He was trying to make a drasha that there's extra words in the chumash. That michti ksiv, it says in the parsha of Hechsher Mashkim vichi yutan mayim al zera, that when mayim comes in contact with a zera, which is just an example of a food, so it's a makshrit lekabel tumah. And then the subsequent pasuk mikol ha'ochel asher yeachel lamali. Why do I need the pasuk, another pasuk of mikol ha'ochel asher yeachel? We already have a pasuk b'chiyutan mayim. So why do I need two pasukim to tell me hechsher? So lav lemute chibas hakodesh. So that's where Rabbi Lazar's raya was. It must be that if we have two pasukim, one of them is coming to tell me that even ochel kachim requires hechsher to be mekabel tumah. Why? What about chibas hakodesh? Chibas hakodesh is only going to be effective as far as the kodesh itself, but it would require hechsher in order to be able to be metame other things. So Gemara says, no, not a good raya. Love. Chad b'tumas meis, v'chad b'tumas sheretz. The reason we need two pesukim about hechsher l'kabel tumah is not to tell me hechsher l'kabel tumah by chulin and hechsher l'kabel tumah by kachin. No, it's about two different types of tumah. One to tell me hechsher l'kabel tumah when it subsequently comes in contact with tumas meis, and the other when it subsequently comes in contact with tumas sheretz. Why would I need both? Why would I not learn one from the other? Memetzinu v'tzrichi. I would need to be told hechsher l'kabel tumah in both contexts. Why? Diashminu tumas meis. If it only would have told me the din of hechsher l'kabel tumah by tumas meis, I would say, yeah, tumas meis is not so strong, and therefore the food is only going to become tameh from tumas meis if it's previously prepared for tumah. What do I mean it's not so strong? Tumas meis does not transmit b'ka'adasha in very tiny amounts. Tumas meis is only b'kazayis. So I would say, so you see from there that tumas meis is only, conditions need to be ideal in order for tumas meis to be transmitted, and that's where you need preparation of the food in order to receive the tumah. Aval sheretz, t'metame b'ka'adasha, eima loli b'ayahatsha, but I would think that sheretz, which can even be metame with a tiny amount, the size of an adasha, then it shouldn't even need preparation. The food should automatically become tameh when it comes in contact with tumas sheretz. And the yashmin and sheretz, and if it only would have told me about hechsher l'kabel tumah in the context of tumas sheretz, I would say mishum t'lam tameh tumas shiva, that tumas sheretz is not as severe as tumas meis. Because what happens once something actually becomes tameh with a sheretz, it's only tameh for one day. Whereas when it comes in contact with the meis, it's tameh for 7 days. Av meis t'metameh tumas shiva, emel ol b'ay hechsher, tzricha. But meis, which is metameh tumas shiva, I would say, oh, that's such an intense form of tumah that the item that is being metame does not require hechsher in advance. So that's why I need to be told that you need hechsher l'kabel tumah in order for the tumah to be transmitted both by tumas sheretz and by tumas meis. Now it's interesting that those are the examples of tumah that we use for these two, meaning they're clearly two psukim about hechsher l'kabel tumah. Our Gemara's point that the two psukim are not about kodesh and chulin becoming tameh Fine, well taken. But what are these two psukim about? So the Gemara right away jumps to, one is about Tumas Mace and the other is about Tumas Sheretz. Tosos points out that the Gemara could have been Metaretz, that one of them is about Nevela and one of them is about Sheretz, because each of them also have a Kula and a Chumra. A Nevela is more Chumra mi Sheretz from the fact that it's Metame B'masa, as opposed to Sheretz is only Metame B'maga. A Sheretz is more Chumra than Nevela, because it's Shir to be Metame, it's Kadasha, as opposed to a Nevela, which is Shiro B'Kazayis. So Tosfos raises the question, how do I know that you need Hetzer even for Tumas Meis? Meaning, I could just as easily said these two Pesukim are about Nevela and Sheretz, in which case Tumas Meis, which is more severe than both Nevela and Sheretz, because Tumas Meis is Metame Tumas Shiva, maybe you don't need actual Kabbal Tuma in order to be Makabal Tumas Meis. So Tosfos says, well, if you look at the context in the Torah, both Pesukim are actually talking about a Sheretz. So in one of them, you have to say, Einu Inyan, the Sheretz, today Inyan Le, something else. So once you're going to say it through an Einu Inyan, so then you say, I mean, because it's explicit that it's all about a Sheretz in the Torah. So one of these psukim to apply it outside of Sheretz is utilizing the principle of Einu Inyan, that if it's not really about a Sheretz, because I don't need it about a Sheretz, it must be about something else. Well, then it has to be about everything else. It has to be about all other types of Tumah, including Tumas Meis. That's what Tosfos suggests over here. Tosfos also says that we could learn Mace from Sheretz with the Gzeru Shava, because it says Beged Va'ar by both of them, and that's a Gzeru Shava that, you know, you're not allowed to be done your own Gzeru Shava, but in Masechus Shabbos, the Gemara makes such a Gzeru Shava, Legabe other halachos. So Tosfos says that you don't learn the Gzeru Shava, that Gzeru Shava is limited to the types of Begadim that are Mekabal Tumah, but not to the halachos of Hekshar Tumah, meaning that that you can't apply Gzeru Shava indiscriminately. That there, just like there's a Masorah about what the Gzeru Shavas are, there's also a Masorah about how those Gzeru Shavas can be applied. And you can't necessarily apply Gzeru Shava to all the different halachos from one to the other. Okay, now the Gemara asks on Rabbi Lazar from our Mishnah. So Masaf Rav Yosef points out in our Mishnah, it says Rabbi Shimon Omer Hukshu B'Shchita. The Rabbi Shimon says that the Hema, Chaya, and Oaf that get shechted are Hukshu L'Kabal Tumah by the Shchita itself, not by the Dam of the Shchita, by the Shchita itself. Makes it sound like it's a real Hekshar L'Kabal Tumah, to the point that when that meat now becomes Tameh, it can even transmit the Tumah to other things. But wait, according to Rabbi Lazar, it's so obvious that we have a pasuk that tells me that only when it's Ochel Babim Mayim is it able to be to transmit the Tumah to other things. So Rabbi Lazar seems to be against Rabbi Shimon. So Abaye answers Rabbi Yosef, that's not a raya. Even according to Rabbi Shimon, Tumas Hechsher is Tumas Habasa, rather, that's not Huchshar, is not a raisa. Asu'uhu kechsher mayim midrabanan. Rabbi Shimon is saying that the chiba, that the shchita itself is machshir. You're right, Rabbi Shimon is saying that even to transmit Tumah, but only on a Darabana level. On a Daraisa level, it would not be machshir enough to be to transmit Tumah to anything else. That's only Midrabanan, not on a Daraisa level. And therefore, when the Mainaf Kamina, whether it's Rabbanan or Daraisa, let's say it touches Truma or Kadshim, can you now burn that Truma? So if it were Tumah Daraisa, yes, but if it's Tumah Midrabanan, you have to realize that on a Daraisa level, it's still Tahar, and there's Nisa Daraisa to burn Truma Tumeya, to burn Truma Torah, rather. So it would be tolin, it wouldn't be burnt. Rabbi Zeira Tashma, I'll bring you another raya. Habotzer legas, a person who harvests his grapes in order to make wine out of them. Shamei Omer Huchshar, let's say some liquid comes out of the grapes, seeps out of the grapes, and makes the grapes wet. So Shamei Omer Huchshar. Shamei says the grapes are now Huchshar L'Kabal Tumah. Hillel Omer, lo Huchshar. Hillel says, no, they are not Huchshar L'Kabal Tumah, because the mashke is only machshir if it's Yotzei L'Ratzon Abaylim. The Bailam has to want that liquid to come out in order for it to be Machshir L'Kabal Tumah. He certainly does not want juices seeping out of the grapes before it's time to squeeze the grapes and make wine out of it, because whatever seeps out of the grapes now, he's going to lose. It's going to fall through the cracks of the basket that he's collecting the grapes in, and he's going to lose them. So he's not interested in that liquid. V'shasakle Hillel l'shamay. And Hillel ultimately was moda to Shamay, that mashke is machshir the anavim. Amay v'alav v'chol b'mayim hu. But wait, so Rabbi Zera says, this this is not a mashka that comes out the Ratzon HaBailim. So it could be that even by an ochel that's not ukshar b'mashka, it's apparently has the ability to be metame other things. And therefore, the same should also be true by Chibas HaKodesh, meaning we're making a tzushtel. If by a liquid that you didn't even want to come out, we're willing to say that it's fully machshir something to be mekabel tuma, even to the extent that it's going to pass along that tuma, so Chibas HaKodesh should be the same. That doesn't seem to fit the normal rules of Hechsher, but it should say, once we say that Hechsher applies to it, it should go fully to even extend to transmit tuma to other things. Samlei Abai Asu Hechsher Mayim Midrabanan. It's not a raya. Even according to Shammai, it's not really Hechsher Min HaTorah. It's only Midrabanan that's Machshir L'Kabel Tumah. Meaning Shammai agrees that when you don't want the liquid to come out of the grape, it can't be Machshir L'Kabel Tumah on a Daraisa level. He just holds that it's Machshir on a Midrabanan level, because what if you weren't collecting the grapes in regular wicker baskets, you were collecting the grapes in something that had a solid bottom and would catch whatever juices seep out anyway. So in that case, you are nichalei in the juices, because you're not losing anything from those juices that are seeping out. So you do want them to seep out a little bit and soften the grapes and make it easier to press the grapes later, because you're not losing any quantity from that. So because you could have such a case where it would be machshir, the Shammai is just saying that midrabanan, we're also going to be in every case, even when it's in baskets that are wicker baskets, we're going to say midrabanan that it's machshir l'kabel tumah. Samle Rav Yosef, amin alachana huchshur b'shchita, v'atam adli asu keach shemayim. I'm telling you to bring a raya from Rav Shimon who says in our Mishnah huchshur b'shchita that chibas hakodesh is machshir even to be metame other things, and you're telling me that it's only midrabanan that all these things are only like heach shemayim. So va'amalach Rav Chia, and Rav Chia tries to bring a raya from Botzer Legas to Chibas HaKodesh, Va'amit Lei, Asu Kech Shemayim, and you say that all of this is only Midrabanan, the Rabbi Shimon Lakish Nami Asu Kech Shemayim. So you're going to tell me all these cases are exceptions because it's only Hechsher Midrabanan. Okay, so according to Rabbi Shimon, why isn't there Hechsher Midrabanan even to be Matame other things? Meaning, how can Reish Lakish have a suffix that Chibas HaKodesh maybe shouldn't be Machshir to the point that it could be Matame other things, if in every other case that parallels it, it is Machshir to be Matame other things, at least Midrabanan? So Reish Lakish would at least say midrabanan. Rabbi Shimon would hold that it's machshir to be metame other things. Amalei atar Rabbi Shimon Lakish litzos coming by lei. Why you think the isra was about the shaila was the suffix was about the isra achilas truma and kachim that touch kachim that were nifsali they have shabachibus hakodesh? Certainly it would be aser to eat them because midrabanan certainly they would be tame enough to be metame other things. That wasn't the suffix. Ein achinami. For sure there was some sort of tuma midrabanan. Ki coming by lei lisrof the shaila. Was, is it Tumah D'Oraisa? That was his whole Shaila. Whether there's Tumah D'Oraisa over here to the extent that you could burn Truma and Kachim that touched something that was only Tameh and only became Hukshul Kabel Tumah through Chibas HaKodesh. Because if the Tumah is only Midrabanan, it would have to be Tola, Lo Ochum V'lo Sarfim. Because Minatora, if it's Tahar, you can't burn it, and if it's Tameh, you can't eat it. That was the Shaila. But Eina Chinami, Midrabanan, for sure there is Tumah. So Machlal, the Chibas HaKodesh D'Oraisa. From here, you do see that there is a notion of Chibas HaKodesh on a Daraisa level. So says the Gemara, okay, but mean at least to passel it, there's definitely Chibas HaKodesh Midaraisa. The whole Shaila was to passel other things, to be Mitame other things, is it only a Midarabanan or even Midaraisa? But Minalan, where do we see this principle of Chibas HaKodesh? Where did the basar become hukshar? If it's from the dam shechita of Amar B'chiya bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan minayin dam kachim she'ena machshir. Dam kachim does not have the capacity to be machshir food to be makabel tumah. Shnemar lo tochel anu al eretz tishpachenu kamayim. Dam nishpach kamayim machshir. Only dam that's nishpach kamayim is machshir to be makabel tumah. But dam kachim she'enu nishpach kamayim, which you're going to have to save and you have to put it on the mizbeach. So it's not just allowed to spill out like water. Ain't no machshir. Does not have the ability to be machshir to kabel tumah. So it can't be that basar kachim is machshir to kabel tumah through dam. Elod is kasher b'mashki beis mitzvachaya. No, maybe the basar kachim becomes hukshar l'kabel tumah from the water in the butchering facility in the mikdash where they would rinse off the meat. V'am Rav Yosef Rav Chanin mashki beis mitzvachaya lo dayan shein dachan ella shein machshirin. But that's not true either because that water does not have the ability to be machshir ochel to be makabel tumah. V'chi teima tirgama adam. And the Gemara says is mefarish this raya. And if you're going to say that Rav Yosef Rebbe Chanina is only talking about the dam of karbanos that are in the Beis HaMitzvah Chaim, that it's not machshir, but the mayim of the Beis HaMitzvah Chaim is machshir. V'mashke kamar. He didn't say dam, he said mashke in plural. All of the liquids of the Beis HaMitzvah Chaim are not machshir, meaning both the dam and the water. So that's the raya, that there must be chibas hakodesh. Because if the basar of kachim is tamei, it has to have become mukshar lekabel tumah. But none of the liquids it ever comes in contact with are able to be mukshar lekabel tumah. So it must be that it becomes mukshar lekabel tumah through chibas hakodesh, and that's our source for chibas hakodesh being matami. Says Gemara, v'domak et avidom rishmol, domar avidom rishmol, gon shayso lo parish al zibchei shlamim, ve'avir benachal, ashchata, v'adayin mashka tofeichala. No, maybe he came into contact with the water before shchita, and it was still wet from before the Shechita, and that's how it became Tamei. Elami Seifa. No, it's from the rest of the pasuk. It says, Vehabasar, Lerabos Eitzim Ulevona. And the extra word Vehabasar tells me that Eitzim Ulevona are also Hukshar Lekabal Tuma. Well, Eitzim Ulevona B'nei Achila Ninu. You can't eat them. Ela Chibas HaKodesh Machshu L'Meshavilu Ochel. Chibas HaKodesh not only Machshu Lekabal Tuma, it makes it considered an Ochel to even have Tumas Ochlin. So, Achanami, Chibas HaKodesh Machsharta, so too over here, Chibas HaKodesh is Machshir. So says Gemara, now that we know that Chibas HaKodesh works on a Daraisa level, now we have Rashayla. Ki Mahanya Chibas HaKodesh L'Psul D'Gufeya L'Mim Be'Risham Sheini Lo Odilma Lo Shna. What do we hold? La'alacha. Now that I know there's a concept of Chibas HaKodesh, does Chibas HaKodesh only make it puzzle itself, but not able to transmit the Tumah to something else? Or does Chibas HaKodesh on a Daraisa level even allow it to transmit the Tumah to something else? And finally, the Gemara comes to the conclusion, Teku, we have no idea. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem will pick up with the Mishnah tomorrow.